1320 WILS 644. So Mayor Virge Bernero today issuing a statement in which he says that an anti-Muslim organization will be holding a demonstration in Lansing, and he's concerned about it. He's calling for unity and solidarity with Muslim brothers and sisters during this holy month of Ramadan. That group is called ACT for America, and Scott Pressler is the lead activism strategist with ACT for America. Scott, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Hey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the mayor, of course, points out that the Southern Poverty Law Center considers your group an extremist hate group. What do you say to that, first of all?
Well, I mean, I'd like to shut down the mayor's comments right here and right now. Did the mayor reach out to us to understand that we actually have Muslims marching with us across the country? Does the mayor know that we have a current Muslim reformist named Alicia Don who's going to be speaking in Richardson, Texas? Does the mayor know that we have the founder of the Iranian American Patriots speaking in Virginia Beach, Virginia? Does the mayor know that we have a Muslim who's been organizing our Atlanta, Georgia event? So clearly the mayor is misinformed on what we do as Act for America, and clearly misinformed on what the objectives of this march are.
Scott, how did the group, your group ACT for America, how did you become labeled as an extremist hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center?
I think that they are just need to open their eyes.
Okay.
I think that they maybe are worried about the work they do, that we do. I mean, here we have a member of the LGBTQ community, me, who is working with Muslims and such a diverse group across the country to help stop female genital mutilation. We defeat every narrative that they could possibly think of, and I think that worries them. I think it scares them that we truly are the feminists in this case. We truly are the ones fighting for human rights as Act for America.
You're going to be holding demonstrations across the country, also here in Lansing. What is the goal for this weekend?
We have three goals. Rally, educate, activate. We are rallying people together. We are educating them on the issues, and ultimately, we want to pass legislation. Look at what's happening in Michigan.
What is the issue? What's your primary issue that you're focused on?
Sure. Look at Michigan. We have the first ever indicted case of three doctors who federal prosecutors say may have mutilated up to 100 girls on their genitals. And your state of Michigan, that's an issue.
Well, the state lawmakers reacted, right? They just passed legislation to penalize that pretty severely. So, I mean, assuming that now that's going to be a crime, is there any other focus of the demonstration?
Definitely. We have other signature legislation that we are working across to pass across America. American Laws for American Courts. We as Act for America want to help make sure that we are protecting our Constitution and making sure that only United States laws are used in United States courtrooms.
You're concerned about Sharia law, is that correct?
Correct.
Now, where's that concern coming from? I mean, some would say we don't really have that problem here.
Sure. Well, I mean, definitely. We have court cases across America where Sharia has been used in courtrooms. And people say that to me all the time. They say, Scott, you know, this can't come to America. Well, the fact of the matter is, as many people as we have in our organization, 500,000 strong, there are 513,000 girls that are at risk for or have undergone female genital mutilation in America. But it doesn't even stop there.
Wait, you said 513,000 girls, you said?
513,000, as reported by the Center for Disease Control, yes.
In America that have gotten
a million girls
this mutilation procedure.
Or at risk for, yes.
Okay.
Either at risk for. Undergone, yes.
Okay. Well, that at risk for, that adds probably quite a big number to that number, right?
Definitely. I mean,
yeah. Well, at risk is different than having gone through it. So finally, Scott, let me ask you this. So what's going to happen? Because we've got the demonstration in Lansing. Are you expecting groups to come out and yell against you, that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, number one, I don't want to downplay the number. Let's be real. Even one girl being female genitally mutilated, having her genitalia cut or mutilated, is disgusting, reprehensible, and it shouldn't even happen to one girl. So I don't want to play that down.
Okay.
So what we're expecting is we are hoping that any opposition will be peaceful. Our group plans on demonstrating peacefully. I hear in Lansing, Michigan, they're even going to hand out constitutions to people. So, you know, this is something that this is our First Amendment right to peacefully assemble. We are working with the police across the country. We're having a a really good source of communication with them, just to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch.
And if you go to, if you Google ACT for America, you'll see words like bigots and hate group and so on. Where do you think that's coming from then?
Again, I think that people are honestly nervous that we are organizing and mobilizing. I am an LGBTQ American working for a Lebanese woman who survived terrorism to help protect girls from female genital mutilation.
So who are,
you cannot
who's
get any
nervous?
More diverse than that.
When you say people are nervous, who are we talking about?
I think that for so long, members of the conservative community have rolled over and they've laid down. And you have people like in Europe where the Metropolitan Police are telling their people to run, hide, and tell. Well, we in American, I may be of European descent, but I'm a proud American, and I'm not going to run, hide, and tell. I'm going to stand, fight, and win. I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to roll over. I'm going to organize. I'm going to mobilize. I'm going to be a community organizer, and we are going to work to protect our young girls across the country.
Scott Pressler, lead activism strategist with ACT for America. They are holding, well, they're holding demonstrations across the country, including here in Lansing this weekend. Scott, thank you for having for
thank
joining
you.
Us.
And one last quick plug-in, please.
Real quick.
Please, if you would like to be an activist, go to www.actforamerica.org. Sign up. Stand, fight, and win with us. Become an activist today. Thank you.
Scott Pressler, WILS.